Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving them all on.
Dress like a million bucks.
Diamond
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Turn them out.
Turn them out.
Come on.
come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy. Uh-huh. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay. I want to share something with you that I had to come to the realization one time. And even in the reinvention of myself right now, I've had to come to that. And I want to share it with you today. Give it to you. I want to tell you about something that a lot of people do in their life. And I want you to be aware of it. Here it is. Don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. I said, don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. The reason I'm saying this is because people have a tendency to, once they make a decision about something, or once they decide to go a certain path, they go against all everything. Anything anybody says, anything anybody might do, any other ruling they may come across, they shun advice. They don't listen to counsel. They just, I made the decision. I'm going to do it anyway. Don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. Now, here's a surefire way to tell if you're wrong. If you don't see any movement in the direction you've chosen, if you don't see anything going right in that decision, if you feel as though you're in a rut, if the wall you're climbing seems so insurmountable that you ain't even moving an inch, and every time you turn around, you keep getting knocked back down. Don't get stuck on yourself. You know, you could be wrong, you know. See, that's why it's important for people to always be open to the reinvention of yourself. You know, you cannot be afraid to reinvent yourself. In other words, you can't be afraid to change. Change is necessary when it comes to growth. There is no growth without change. The more you know, the older you look. There is no growth without change. If you're heading in a direction and ain't nothing going right in your life, could it be the wrong direction? If you're climbing and you're making no headway, could it be the wrong direction? Could you have possibly made the wrong choice? Don't get stuck on yourself because you done made the wrong stuff. It's okay to forgive yourself. It's okay to let yourself off the hook. It's even smarter sometimes to admit that you were wrong. You ever met somebody ain't ever wrong? Have you ever met somebody you talk to, they ain't ever wrong about nothing, man? They just, it's they way or the highway. It's this is my way. I know people like that, stuck on them power trips and all like that. You know what I had to learn how to do? I had to learn how to let them go on them power trips. But listen to this, though. You're not taking me on that trip, though. You're going on that trip by yourself. I'm going in the right direction. I've decided to stop the way, okay, listen to this person. I decided to stop doing business the way I was doing business. I decided to stop to allow business being done around me the way business was being done around me. You know what? You know the best decision I made was to allow for God to have some say-so and to offer me his direction. I have found him to be a better driver than anyone else I know. I have found him to know more about the man he made than anybody else who's merely associating with me. I have found it to be a fact that my maker knows more about the vehicle he created than does anybody else. If your Chevy break, don't you take it to Chevy? You don't take your Ford when it break down to a Toyota dealership. they not going to know everything that the Ford dealership would know about the vehicle. You know why? Because they're not the maker of it. So now, why are you letting your life being led, controlled, and guided by somebody other than your maker? I'm just asking you to let's all take a common sense look at this. So if going to your maker is the best way, the best decision I made in my business was take over my brand myself and to allow the maker of this brand. See, without God, I'm none of this. I'm none of this. I want you to clearly understand I ain't none of this without him. I wish I could have the guts to reach back there and pat myself on the back for what I've accomplished in my life. I wish I had the guts. I wish the nerve of me, because I know for a fact that there is no way that I could have manufactured the life that I have. I could not even have thought of it. It's no way I could have told you that this was the route I was going to take and this is the outcome because of it. I had no idea, no clue. The one thing I had, though, was an unshakable faith in God. I had I just kept believing in him. I kept believing that he had something more for me. And then when I touched base with him and asked him to show me what it is, what he had for me, ta-da, the magic show began. Because you know what he did? He took all my natural abilities that he had given to me, this gift that he gave me, that he poured into me at birth, that same gift that he poured into you at birth. The moment you go to him and let him show you that gift, and then guess what? Once he takes what he naturally put in you and put his superpowers on top of that, then you have some supernatural things going on in your life. And you may not be feeling me. I'm cool with that. But I done had some supernatural things happen to me. Every day I wake up, some supernatural, the rewards of my life, the awards of my life, the accomplishments, the how I'm working, the how I manage it all that ain't nothing but God. That ain't nothing but God. You can't even explain this schedule to people. Sometimes when people ask me, Steve, how do you do it? I go, well, this is what I manage my time. Then at the end of when I get through, I say, hey, man, you know what I need to tell y'all for real? It's God. I don't really know. But I'm letting him manage me, so he handling it. He ain't going to put no more on me than I can bear. Listen to me, y'all. Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself. And remember this. Don't get stuck on yourself. Because you could be wrong, you know. You absolutely could be wrong. If you don't tie this to your gift, you will be struggling the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is here. The Steve Harvey Morning Show is upon us. Full of gratitude, man. Start that day off with some gratitude. If you fix and start your day with gratitude, it will affect your attitude, which will have a direct correlation on your altitude. I today am practicing non-anxiousness. Be anxious for nothing, but through prayer and supplication, make your requests known. Shirley, is that close enough?
Yeah, known to God.
Right. Well, that's who I pray to, unlike other people we've heard who pray to themselves. I do go to God. I've never prayed to myself because by the time you, it used to be by the time I got to prayer, I had already done all I thought was possible anyway. So I pretty much knew I ain't had no answer. But I've changed that part of my life. I go to God all the time now.
First.
I go to God before I get in trouble.
First. Yeah. That's right.
Well, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Junior, government name, Kill Spates, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, what is it today, man?
What's on my mind today? What you mean what's on my mind? It's my first holiday being married. Did you know there's schedules? Yeah. I can't do what I want to do no more.
When did that first dawn on you?
When I tried to leave
without. You wasn't going to be able to do what you wanted to do no more.
Just the other night when I tried to plan to leave.
Before you got married.
You didn't see no signs of it during the engagement.
No.
Oh, well, we did. Well, let us point out a couple of things. Remember when you was paying for the wedding and you didn't have no say-so in where and what was in the wedding?
Yeah.
Remember when you had set the budget and then she exceeded the budget?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember when she told you what color your ass was wearing to what you thought was your wedding?
I did.
You remember that? Do you remember when she changed venues and did not ask you?
Didn't say a word.
We saw all of this. Tommy
you don't remember
and
her
I.
Changing the, you don't remember her changing the menu of the food you wanted to something?
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Remember that?
Yeah, twice. Okay.
Remember when she told you four of your friends' ass wasn't coming?
Yeah.
So with all that, you ain't see this?
I really thought I did.
Whoa. There you go. Thinking
again.
We done told you. You don't have thoughts no more. You wake up to see what you have to do today. Me and Tommy told you this. And we don't really, you know, and I thought that these little moments with you in the morning was going to be helpful. But you a slow-ass learner. And what me and Tommy are getting tired of this here, man.
Took a lot of notes.
Yeah, he been writing notes and everything. But, man, you ain't. Whoo, man, hang in there, boy. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is that time. Time to start your morning off with Run That Prank Back and the Nephew. What you got, Nev?
Shirley, I want to run it, but I need a reference before I run it. You know what I mean? I need a reference.
A reference?
A reference?
Yeah.
To run the prank back?
Yeah.
This is a first.
You know, a nice referral reference.
Okay.
Okay. But that's the title of it. I need a reference.
Okay.
I need a reference.
Oh, get it.
All right. Let's go, cat dog.
Yeah.
Reference.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Scotty, please. Yeah, what's up? Hey, Scotty, how you doing, man? I'm trying to actually get a reference for Monica.
Monica? Oh, you talking about Monica, my ex-wife?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a reference on her if possible.
Oh, okay. So, what, she applying for a job? She trying to go to work now?
No. This reference is actually for, like, a relationship.
A relationship? Say, hold up, homeboy. Wait a minute. A relationship? You talking about a job relationship?
No. See, what this here is that I'm finna actually start dating Monica on the regular, and I'm calling you for a reference.
Whoa, homeboy, hold up. Wait a minute. Who did you say this is, and how you get my number?
My name's Philip, man. I got your number out of Monica's phone.
Check this out, Phil. You don't need to call me with... Whatever you and Monica got going on, y'all need to go on and deal with that.
No. I got that, brother. Hear me out, though. Hear me out. What I'm trying to say is that I figured if I could get a reference and figure out what kind of person she is and get a, you know, kind of get a background so you can kind of tell me what kind of person, her good points, her bad qualities, the whole nine. See, it might save me some time from being in a long relationship if I know what to look for, what's good and what's bad.
Say, homeboy, I know I'm not listening to this. I was married 12 years. Ain't nobody give me no rap, so don't call me asking for no like that. If you got number from Monica, you and Monica need to forget my.
Okay, but hold up, bro. Like I say, man, I'm just trying to I'm trying to figure out the good qualities and bad qualities. Like, you know, do she want to cook? You know, is she good in the bedroom? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just know. What to look for, dog. That's all, man. I ain't trying to come at you,
man. Look, but I just can't believe calling another about some. I don't have her no more. Only thing I have to deal with is my child. You know what I'm saying? And you most definitely don't need to be around. Now, say, dude, I got to go.
Okay, but can you give me a good reference on it? That's all I'm trying to get out of you,
man. The reference is don't dial my number ever again. And when I talk to Monica, me and her, hey, you ain't gonna have to worry about a relationship with Monica. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold up, man. Let me go and break this to you. First of all, me and Monica done dated for the last year off and on. We just finna get serious.
Whoa, hold up, dude. The last year, me and this woman just got a divorce a few months ago. Oh, so you that who must have messed up my.
Hey, man,
I'm not
the reason why y'all broke up. I don't have nothing to do with that.
Hey, why don't you slide your little slick back under that rock that you slid from under?
Hey, dog, I can slide right on back under the rock you talking about. But what I'm trying to ask you is this right here, man. Hey, dog, can you just give her brother some references, man? Something I can look out for, some signs that she might start tripping.
The reference I'm going to give you is when you don't have enough money. When she want that $1,200 bag, don't call me for that. When she needs some more money for this, oh, well, baby, I just gave you my check. What the don't mean nothing. And are you pull up your bank account, ain't no money in that. That's the reference your need. Ain't I need to hear from you. Especially if you who was around with my wife while we was married. Talking about married. Hold up. The reference is I'm going to find your. I'm going to call Monica, and I'm going to track down. Then, yeah, give you a reference. Then, yeah, I'll give you a reference then, face-to-face.
Hey, dog, I ain't trying to have no altercation with you, man.
Oh, boy, you must have been trying to have something. You dialing my number.
Okay, dog, one more question, man, and then I'm going to be out your hair. I just wanted a few things and know some background on her.
Man, you out of questions, homeboy. You out of questions.
Okay, but this I just need to know this because I want everything, hey man, I want everything to run smooth, dog, and I want us to have a good understanding. Do you have a problem, man, with your little girl calling me daddy?
What the did you just ask? You asked me about my daughter.
Hey, calm down, dude.
Calm? I'm calm as I'm going to be. You asked about mine. This about mine.
Hey, dog, I'm just asking.
Nigga, here, you around time, I will come and. Homeboy, look, I'm going to find because you a bad. You missed the bag. You dial number. Not only you got that, but man, you talking about child.
I'm just asking, do you mind if she called me daddy,
homeboy, look here, man. That child there, her name cannot come out your mouth. You hear what I'm saying? Say, man, this, man, I don't have time, but I'm going to call that Monica, and I'm going to get your. Yeah, I'm going to get you. I'm out of here. You want? Why are you calling me back?
Scotty, I'm trying to
man,
tell you
look
something.
Here, why are you dialing my number back,
I'm just
back,
trying to
man.
Tell you something.
Homeboy, you don't have nothing to tell me, homie.
No, I want to say, Scotty, just listen to me, man. I want to say this. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
Hey, man, it's who?
Hey, Scotty, this is Tommy, man. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
Say, man. Oh, well, I'm about to go, man. Hey, dude, I'm about to go ballistic over here, man. Hey, Brian got one coming, though.
Oh, man. You all right, man?
Yeah. Say, man.
Man,
Tommy, man, I'm glad you were playing, man, because talk about my little girl. Oh boy, Brian, no, it's gonna be on in his world, man.
Brian got you good, dog. Hey man, one more thing, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm through with it, Shirley.
Yes, you are.
I'll be back in an hour. I'm through with it.
All right. Thank you, Nev. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in sports entertainment news, Kyrie Irving apologizes to the Jewish community. Plus, Migos rapper Takeoff's manager believes he was killed by a stray bullet. And in other entertainment news, here's some good news. R&B singer Al B. Sure is awake now after a two-month-long coma. We'll talk about all of these stories. Yeah,
wow.
All of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to Ask the CLO.
Ask me.
All right. Faye in Yonkers writes, I am dating a man that has a grown son that's living with him. His son likes to walk around in his underwear, and it's unnerving for me because he's so well endowed. I think he's doing it on purpose to entice me. Last week, he caught me looking at him down there, and he smiled. What is this young man up to?
You?
Mm.
What?
He up to you. The bigger question is, what you up to?
Yeah. Oh, he didn't.
You might not be able to control him, but you can control yourself. But you looking down there, and now you done rode in. Ooh, that boy bothering your ass.
Yeah.
Boy, that little boy walking past there, boy, with them drawers on, smiling. Yeah. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, you clothes on.
Yeah. You trying to be my mama or sugar mama? What you sugar for? The problem is, it ain't the boy. Is that the boy is bothering her. Mm-hmm. I mean, bothering her.
Yeah, please don't do anything stupid, lady.
You tossing
what
and turning
is he
thinking
up
about
you. What you up to?
Yeah.
Notice now, the boy ain't got no damn money. So I'm just throwing that out there before you don't filter that in. The boy ain't got no damn money. He live with his daddy.
Yeah.
And he walking around in drawers. That boy ain't got no money. All he got is endowment. He ain't got nothing else.
He got to have it. He got to have it.
He ain't got nothing else. He can't. He ain't staying in all the woman house. He's staying at his daddy house. He endowed and he's stupid.
Walking around in his underwear. Faye, don't do anything stupid, please.
He's endowed and he's stupid.
Yeah. All right.
I'm that young and endowed. Then I'm blessed. And I'm going to go get my blessings.
Oh, it works
He's
another way.
Stupid. Yeah. Go ahead, Shirley.
All right. Yolanda in Gaithersburg says, my husband and I have an older home and we need some things fixed before winter. So I hired a man to do the work since my husband is a procrastinator. I told him that I hired a contractor and he got mad and said that I must want to be the man in our marriage. Why did he go there and get so upset? Come on.
Because you went over his head. It's just a male ego. He probably is half-stepping and probably is procrastinating. But you went and hired somebody else, made him feel less than a man. Which, you know, he was just taking his time, procrastinating, doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to get that house fixed. All them got to get all them cracks caulked. You got to get some plastic up on them windows. Y'all going to freeze the death sentence up in that damn house.
Winter is coming.
You're going to be out there living like you on the wall someday. Where you going to be one of the winter walkers. You don't get some caulking and some crack put up in there and at least roll that bathroom mat up and put it at that front door so that air just don't blow through there freely.
That's right.
Something. He got to get that them door jams fixed. He got to get that screen fixed. He got to get them storm windows in. It's winter's coming.
Yeah. They might need a dragon, dog. Ain't no telling to keep warm. They're going to need
some hot air. Yeah. Some fire. All right. Moving on to Dijon and Savannah. Dijon writes, I've been married for 7 years to my best friend. I recently broke my leg by falling at the grocery store, and my husband has been taking good care of me, but there's just one problem. He's being selfish, and he still wants sex often. I'm in a cast. I have stitches. Why can't he be more considerate?
He is. Just, look, the leg is in the cast.
He is.
Set that leg over there.
Thank you.
It's in the cast. It's safe. It's protected. It's out the way. And we're doing all this going to get soup. We bathing. We doing all this here. Listen, we doing all. We going to the store. We picking you up and can you lay your leg over there?
She has stitches. She's sore. Probably.
What
swollen.
Operation did she have?
She broke her leg.
She broke her
the
leg.
Stitches
she fell
is
at the
in your
store.
Leg. We not doing nothing to your leg. I have said, lay your leg over there.
Off the side of that bed. You'll be fine.
Be a little more considerate.
He is being considerate. We have got that leg off to the side and put a cast on it.
You can wait right now. Probably touching her leg makes her.
He picking your ass, carrying you up them steps and all this here. He uncomfortable. He in here making soup and stuff. That man don't know how to make no damn soup. He in here making soup. He in here bathing you. You know how
even I know how to make soup.
To bathe somebody and then don't get nothing for the bath.
And you can, you can do it without touching that leg. You can do it without touching that leg. You do not have to.
It's going to be hard. Strengthen that other leg. Now, let me tell you something. When you take that cast off, them two legs going to look different. You in for a surprise now.
They are.
And the skin on that leg going to be dead. I took my cast off my arm when I broke it. I started crying. Of course, I was 10. I started crying because my arm was really scaly, you know.
And it was white.
So I know your old leg. Yeah, ooh, I didn't know who on that one. Oh, I was crying. Why you crying? Well, I got a white boy arm. I want to be the white boy. Shut up, boy. That color come back in your arm. It need to come back now, Bobby. Look at it. Look at that. Skinny. Yeah.
So that's all you got for Dejan and Savannah to just move her leg.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know the situation. I don't want to get in your business and stuff. He still wants you, cast and all. That's a good husband. You just said he was a good husband. But all you got to do is say no. You know, that usually stops it. No stops it.
Yeah, it does.
Now, he going to be pouting, but just no stops it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll never want to do nothing.
Lip poked out.
It ain't gonna take you all that to put that leg over here. That ain't gonna hurt you.
Last one, Charm in St. Louis. Oh, I like that name, Charm. I've been married. I'm married to a man that always has his earpiece in, and I have no idea who he's talking to. He comes in daily, and I can hear him mumbling on his phone. He and I talk to each other, and he's still on the phone any time of day or night. He will just start mumbling to someone on his phone. If I did this, he'd be upset. How do I get him to stay off the phone when he's at home?
First of all, how old is he? Very few people still got that earpiece.
She didn't say. He got that Bluetooth, Steve.
Yeah, that's very rarely. You know, that rapper like Spice Adams. I like that boy Spice Adams to be on the internet. That damn Spice be killing me, man.
He's funny.
Yeah, I don't know nobody with the Bluetooth thing to fit in their ear no more. I use earbuds, Beats earbuds, the ones that fit over your ear. I don't like the ones that hang in your ear. That mine can't stay in there.
You like that rapper,
right? I wear the ones that hook on the back of your ear. That way I can wear them in the gym. And I'm one of the few people that listen to gospel music when they're working out.
That has
nothing to do with the question.
Yeah, thank you, CLO. I know. You didn't help Charm. All right, but that's okay. We ran out of time.
I forgot what her question was.
Are you mad at her question? Coming up, entertainment news at the top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, the bowling alley where Migos rapper Takeoff was killed remains closed. Houston police cordoned off the murder scene outside 810 Billiards and Bowling. During Tuesday's press conference, the mayor of Houston sought help from the public in nabbing Takeoff's killer. Quote, "We will solve this crime. Let us solve this crime. Let us bring this person or persons to justice. We are looking for any information." Takeoff's manager believes he was struck down by a stray bullet. TMZ published photos and video from the shooting that indicate Takeoff was not involved in the disagreement that led to the gunfire. It appears that more than one weapon was brandished and Takeoff was hit in the crossfire. Our deepest condolences going out to Takeoff's mother and the Ball family. Wow.
Ooh, that's so
and he got
sad.
Hit twice. Am I right? Did he
yeah,
get
they
twice?
Said in the head and the torso, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really sad. Really sad. This
very
violence.
Much so. Very much yes. so.
Business, very much man.
So. Yeah, mm-hmm. I hope those witnesses there cooperate with the police.
Come forward,
give them,
yeah.
Yeah, give them mm-hmm. some information. We hear yeah. some have come forward so far, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. All right. Well, switching gears in sports entertainment news, Kyrie Irving is apologizing now for the hurt he caused to the Jewish community when he promoted a movie containing anti-Semitic ideas, saying he meant no harm. The NBA star says he'll also donate $500,000 to fight hate. Irving tweeted a link to Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America, that is the movie. He did that last week, and despite almost immediate backlash, Irving refused initially to back down, standing by his actions. Kyrie then released a statement apologizing, saying, "I oppose all forms of hatred and oppression and stand strong with communities that are marginalized and impacted every day. I am aware of the negative impact of my post toward the Jewish community, and I take responsibility. I do not believe everything said in the documentary was true or reflects my morals and principles." Irving went on to say, "I'm a human being learning from all walks of life, and I intend to do so with an open mind and a willingness to listen. So from my family and I, we meant no harm to any one group, race, or religion of people, and wish to only be a beacon of truth and light."
I can respect it.
I should have just said I learned from Kanye. Yeah.
No, don't say that.
No.
That's what he
don't align yourself.
You back where you started.
No, listen to me. No, listen to me. What I'm saying is
what
he learned a lesson yeah. of what not to do by Kanye. So he came out with his apology right away, realizing what he did was a mistake. Because what he did was he supported the film. He didn't support the ideas and everything behind it. That's mm-hmm. the problem when you endorse stuff and you're famous. You don't know all the content and what it holds. So that was a great apology on his part. But it didn't take him long to learn because Kanye yeah. refuses. And now
still,
you understand. I mean,
yeah.
look, man.
Doubling down.
It's nothing wrong with apologizing if you say something you think is hurtful. It may be true what you're trying to say. But in the hurt of somebody, if that's your thought, I'll give you an example. You know, I was talking with my wife one day and I said something that hurt her feelings. I said, "Baby, that's not what I said." She said, "Steve, but if you said it and it affects me this way and my feelings are hurt," she said, "what you want me to do?"
Right.
So guess what? Now I owe her an apology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
because what I may think I'm saying and what they're hearing could be two different things. And the Jewish community has always been steadfast about protecting themselves. They're not having a repeat of what happened to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them at all. I wish we would do that.
Herschel should be apologizing to us, too. Herschel should be really apologizing to us.
For
the way
what,
he's
Tommy?
Made the black community look bad. Herschel, what you mean for what? You ain't been watching it?
What specifically? Yeah, I got you.
Everything.
I got you.
He said everything.
Everything.
Just being, huh? Mm-hmm. Just being.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you'll be waiting right. on that apology, I bet.
Yeah. Here's some good news. Here's some good news. Finally, R&B singer, radio personality Al Bishuwa is on the road to recovery. After being in a coma for 2 months, he posted a message update on social media alongside a photo from the hospital. He says, "I am very humble. Thank you for the prayers, my WBLS family. I'm alive, awake, and on the mend," he wrote, submissively grateful. Hashtag all praise is due to Allah. I'll share more of my health experience soon in hopes to encourage us to all stay on top of our health and wellness. Hashtag go see the doctor. Love, I'll be sure. So that is good news. Yeah. 2 months?
Way to go.
Oh, I knew he was sick. I didn't
long
realize.
Time.
Wow,
yeah,
that's a long
coma.
Time.
Yeah.
To be in a coma. Yeah. He has not really said what his health issues are.
He hasn't, yeah.
Yeah, but he was posting pictures in the
of
summer.
Him in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. In the, in the hospital and everything.
He was posting pictures?
When he first started having medical procedures, because he was having surgery, it was a lot of stuff.
He
a lot
some
of
challenges.
Health issues.
Oh,
yeah.
And then after that, he went into the coma.
I think it was some complications from that. Mm-hmm. I do think so.
Okay. I thought you were saying he was posting why.
While he was in the coma.
While he was in the coma.
Yeah,
no.
That's
some
saying.
Tyree stuff there.
He's just asleep then and just wake up. That's
how
he
did. We're glad he's back, though, and on the mend.
Yes,
sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, on the road to recovery. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about Kanye. Why doesn't he just take a lesson from Kyrie and just apologize? You know, thinking about the story before this, Kyrie.
Them two different K's right there, Kanye and
they
Kyrie.
Really
them
are.
Two different
yeah.
K's.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, you
really
gotta see, Shirley. You keep forgetting that Kanye a genius.
Oh, my bad.
See, I don't know why y'all ain't
geniuses all right. don't apologize?
Yeah.
Is that what you're
I guess
saying?
That's what it is. Coming up in 20 minutes yeah. after the hour. Last
I
night,
told y'all when I heard it, he wasn't, but everybody kept telling me he's a genius.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last night, President Biden delivered a primetime speech saying that American democracy is under assault from election deniers who are running for office at all level. And next week's midterm elections are the first national election since the events of the January 6th insurrection. The president went on to say, "As I stand here today, there are candidates running for every level of office in America, for governor, for Congress, for attorney general, for secretary of state, who won't commit to accepting the results of the elections they're in. As I've said before, you can't love your country only when you win." Powerful statement right there.
Yes, Mr. President. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Powerful statement. You can't love your country only when you win.
Wow. Or believe in the election and the system when it turns
only
out in
you
your
win.
Favor
only
when you win.
When you win, yeah.
Yeah, it's something wrong when you don't win. Or it's
I know.
Voters fraud. Or
yeah, I mean, you know.
Sorry, Carl, I mean to step on you.
Oh, that's okay. No, he needs to get it.
You know, it's a very, very true statement, but we're talking to a different audience nowadays. I mean, what he said made sense to those of us who understand that the election wasn't stolen, but that January 6th deal, the hold that Trump has on the party, the stance that a lot of conservatives have taken in this election, they've turned that into a mantra.
Yeah.
Fair elections. They stole it. They ride with that. Their fear, their cowardice towards Trump. This country, man, we're in a really sick position right now. And that for the president to come out and say that, but man, I watched the Fox News reaction to it. He never discussed the thing that was most important, and which was the economy. Our economy.
They always flipped it.
They spun that thing so cold on Fox News. I just look. I'm really voting. I'm voting, and we need to vote because, man, if you let these minority get in control, man, y'all not gonna believe what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
They're going to get worse and worse and worse. And it's all for their political power, control, and money. It has nothing to do with moving this country forward.
Yeah, there's a story going out that they are having conference calls. Republicans are saying they're going to take the House back over after the midterms. So they're telling corporations what's going on. So you're right, Steve. It's always about money and power. We have to vote.
We have to vote. And speaking of voting, early voting ends tomorrow, okay? And Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th, this coming Tuesday.
What the Democrats doing while they making all these damn phone calls? What is they doing?
Well, I hope they're doing the same thing. I hope they are. Get out and vote is the message there. Vote. Exercise your right to vote. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to check Steve's voicemail right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now to check Steve's voicemail. And if you would like to leave Steve a message, if you would, call him. 877-29-STEVE is the number. 877-29-STEVE. We might just play your message back on the air like we're going to do Rosa in Tennessee. Rosa says she does not put up with cheating, Steve.
Hello, Steve. How are you doing in the morning, crew? Look, I was talking about all these women be writing in about their boyfriends cheating. But what they expect? Like I said, when I had a man, you know, dating or whatever, I tell them up front, I said, like I said, you cheat, you gone. I ain't got time for no cheating. If you want to be cheating, keep your ass out in the street where you can cheat. Cause you're going to be dipping and dabbing in one place and then come lay down with me. No. But like I said, I live in Tennessee, and my first name is Rosa.
First of all, let me say this right here. I really couldn't understand. What y'all going to have to start? No. What y'all going to have to start doing, y'all ladies' message? Y'all going to have to start drinking and then calling this machine because y'all ain't got no friends.
Please now,
look, y'all ain't got nobody in your life, and you do all this drinking, and then I can't find nobody to talk to. I'm finna call Steve. Well, you know, don't call me if you've been drinking. I have to tell you something. Don't call me. Stay out in them streets. Come up in here dipping and dabbing like you finna just be in here sleeping with me for the streets. Because when I'm in the bed, I want to be in the bed for myself to be there. And then when you coming in with it, and I'll be sitting in the hill waiting on you, and you out in the streets and come, you get it. I've been cooking all this food in here this evening, and you ain't out in the streets.
Stop
talking. Close the door before you let the flies in here.
She did not say all of that.
And then that's what that's all I want. My first name is Rose.
Rosa from Tennessee.
That's what they told me it was.
All right, here's
what it is.
Next caller is
good morning yourself, Junior.
Her name is Carla, this next caller. She needs some advice about her mean mother.
Hi, Steve. It's Carla. My mom has a stank attitude, and she came to my job and embarrassed me, and I do not want to have Thanksgiving dinner with her at all, ever. I need a nice way to tell her, no, I don't want to have Thanksgiving dinner with you because you got a stank attitude. Let me know. Thanks. Bye.
Help well, her? Based on the way you sound, you can't cook yet.
You got that out of her voice.
You can't cook. She can't cook yet.
You don't even know. You don't know how to. You never roasted no turkey. You don't know how to make no dressing.
How can you tell that by the way she sounds?
I can just tell. You know, she got a stank attitude. She came to my side. I won't go to her house for Thanksgiving forever, which means you've been going over there forever.
Uh-huh.
And the reason you go over there is because it's family. And your mama can't cook. You can't cook. It's going to be a hungry-ass Thanksgiving for you. I'm going to tell you that right now. And you don't really sound like you a big football fan. And even if you was, I don't know what you going to eat this Thanksgiving. You're going to have to order pizza. Girl, listen to me.
For Thanksgiving.
Go in there and find out what's wrong with your mama. Your mama might be bitter. She ain't got no man, maybe. You know, mm-hmm. things ain't gone wrong. You know, she feel underappreciated that she did all this for all these kids. Now, y'all don't hardly come by and see her. You don't know what it is. But you have got to fix this for Thanksgiving because you don't sound like your ass can cook at all. I know how people can cook sound. They wheeze when they talk. They really? Short of breath because they got a lot of weight on them because they've been eating. And, you know, she sound thin and everything. It's hard to find a good skinny ass cook.
How much you sound like she weigh?
Let's move on. She weigh about 108.
108?
Yeah, 108.
So that's it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so you know, I don't like people falling out with their parents.
I don't know.
You know how your mama is. You already know that. Just go on over there and fix it. This ain't the first time she a trip.
Mm-hmm. But she came to her job.
Her mom has a stank attitude.
Ooh. She came to the shop, her job, huh,
yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah.
And embarrassed her.
You know, look, your mama could have, you know, something really wrong, you know, condition or something, you know.
Yeah.
She old.
All right. Listen, coming up next, it is the nephew and today's prank phone call right after this.
Don't do that. Just stop doing her hair. Don't.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, he booked an all-inclusive vacation. What? We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and the prank phone call for today. What you got for us, Nap?
This right here, Shirley, is WCS, Wife Correction Services.
What?
Wife correction. Junior, you need to pay attention to this, okay? All right, I want you to pay close attention. You're newlywed now, so this is Wife Correction Services. When things ain't go right, when things are not going right, this is where you want to drop her off at Wife Correction Service. We fix it for you. We correct it.
Where's the HCS?
Whatever.
Yeah.
What is that? So you trying to the HCS?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm not pranking against the hood. I'm pranking against the wife. I'm sorry. I apologize, but yeah, that's not what I'm doing.
You did exactly what you intended to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, this is WCS. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello.
Hello, I am trying to reach George, please.
Who is this?
My name is Marcus with WCS. Call and see if we can actually try to lend you our services. We understand that you're having a few problems and want to see if maybe WCS can bring a better life to you and you can have an exciting life better than the one you have now.
Who is WCS?
We are with Wife Correctional Services, sir. WCS, what it is we take your wives for a couple weeks and we reprogram them so that it's
suitable. My wife.
Of course, you have to sign a waiver contract, but we take your wife and we reprogram them so that they will act in a fashion of what you want them to act.
Whatever.
See, sir, what it is that we've gotten some reports that you've been having some problems with your particular wife. And
man, I ain't never heard of y'all, man. Where are you located at?
We're here in St. Louis, sir.
Okay.
And don't worry, we're totally confidential. This is not anything that's going to get out, and your names are never submitted. First of all, here's something we can do. I can ask you questions because we've been notified that this is probably a service that you would probably want. Now, has your wife ever snapped on you in public?
And snapped on me? My wife ain't crazy. She don't just snap on me. She might, you know, try to check me say something, you know what I'm saying? She ain't just going to snap on me in public.
So your wife has tried to check you, is what you're saying?
I mean, not check me per se. I mean, she might not like something I'm doing and might say something about it, but she don't just snap on me.
So basically your wife is not in her place where she needs to be.
Hold on. I mean, what you mean in her place? I mean, she might say something, you know, I mean, I might be doing something or, you know, might be with my boys and might get out of control a little bit. She might just say something at the time, but she don't just try to all out check nobody. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this one. Yeah. Have you ever just had some plans with your guys? We're going to go out and had to change your plans because your wife.
I mean, if like I'm just talking about hanging out and I ain't let her know or something, she might, you know, be like, well, baby, I already had plans. You know, can you stay home with the boys or something? Mm-hmm. But, nothing on the regular. You know, mm-hmm. I usually do what I want to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seems like denial. Okay, here's another one, sir.
Denial.
Well, no, listen, hear me out. Now, let me ask you this. Has your wife, let's say back when Michael Jordan was playing basketball, did you ever miss a playoff game on television because your wife wanted to watch something else?
Nah, man, we got two TVs in my house, man. I wish I don't even get down. I mean, I might have to watch the little TV.
Okay.
But, I mean, I usually watch it on the big screen in the basement.
Yeah, but you've been pushed to watching the smaller television.
No, I wasn't pushed to do nothing, man. What I'm trying to tell you is, I mean, we compromise. We do 50-50 in my house. I mean, she might get the big TV to watch her stories or something, and I just have to go watch the little TV. The little TV do go out every once in a while.
See, there we go.
I'm cool with that, though. I'm cool with that.
You're cool with that. So you're actually the one that's programmed, and
ain't nothing wrong with my wife. Ain't nothing wrong with in my family. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Well, the reason why I'm asking you these particular questions is because someone has actually let me know the problems that are at hand in your household. Let me ask you. I got one question for you. Here's what I want to ask you. Has your wife ever cussed you out at a family cookout?
Hey, man, hold on, man. You know what, dog? You getting a little personal, man. Is this even legal, man?
I'm here.
Well, I ain't never heard of this company, man. I've never heard of you,
this,
dog.
This is something new. It's definitely...
Well, I'm saying something new. I mean, what? Don't make me be your guinea pig. Don't start out calling me trying to get, you know, referrals or clientele or whatever it is you're trying to do, man. Don't call me with this nonsense, partner.
And I completely understand it. WCS, sir, is here to benefit you. It's here to
benefit... ain't no benefit to me, man, getting all up in my personal business, wondering what's going on in my household.
Okay, well... Last thing I want to ask you, and this is the last question I have for you. Like
yeah,
I said,
make this the last one, straight up.
Okay. Do you buy your own clothes, or does she buy the clothes?
Hey, man, you know what, man? This man, you, whatever company this is, dog, don't call my house no more. And whoever put you up to this, whoever gave you my number, talking about my wife, checked me, got me under control, got me on lock, man, you tell him too. Dog, don't call me no more with this.
Are you in denial?
I'm in denial, dog. Don't call my house no more. I'm gonna tell you what, George Foreman or whatever.
It's Marcus.
Marcus, or whoever you are, George Foreman, Marcus. Hey, dog. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna find out where y'all located, dog. I'm coming down there and I'm gonna bust your because you're in my personal business.
So you're ready. You're ready to retaliate on me,
really
but not.
But
you don't
want to
retaliate on the problems you have with your wife.
Retaliation, man. What I'm saying, you call in my house, I'm minding my own business. You worrying about who watching what TV in my house and my wife checking me in public. All I do, man, hey, dog, look, I'm telling you.
Mr. Don't you want to watch the big television?
Man, big TV, man. I'm comfortable with the TV I got. You know what I'm saying? It's in my room. I can lay across the bed, watch whatever I want to, whenever I want to. My
don't you
want
to be able to go out with the boys when you want to?
I go out with my partners, dog. Matter of fact, you need to get partners. You call asking these old dumb questions.
What you want to do to me, your wife has already done to you.
Well, I see you got your damn number blocked. What's your phone number, man? Give me something. Tell me where to find you, man.
Why are you in denial?
Denial, dog. I'm going to tell you what's in what.
You need to get your wife checked in to Wife Correctional
man.
Services so that
man.
You can live a better life.
Whoever you are, man, y'all need to get a life, man.
Can I?
Get a life, man. Stop calling me, dog, for real.
I understand it. Can I say one more thing to you, sir?
Man, you can't say else to me, man, straight up.
Listen to me, sir.
Yeah, what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy, Justin.
You know what, man? Oh, no. Hey. Okay, y'all got me, man.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know it's you, my boy, Steve Harvey, doing it in the morning on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, partner.
Come on, baby.
Tommy, that you are the king of pranks. Huh? I give you
thank
that
you.
One.
Yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes
my favorite line
for that group that you started, Wife Correction Service. You got a phone number for them?
Yeah. I get you.
Junior,
I get you.
It's not real.
It's not newlywed.
WCS. I got you, Junior. Don't worry about that. I got you.
Please. My favorite line was, "Don't you want to watch the big TV?"
Come on, man. Don't you want to go out with your boys?
Yeah. George Foreman. George Foreman. Whatever your name.
Why are you in denial?
Why would you do that to me?
King of pranks right there.
That's good.
Oh, man.
That was good.
King of pranks. I got my spirit back. I got my swagger back. And I'm coming back, baby. Charleston, South Carolina, the Low Country, November 12th, Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Omar Shrine Auditorium. Tickets on sale right now. Come watch me work. Watch the comeback, okay? Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Watch me work, baby. Nephew is on the rise.
All right.
Had a little setback. Had a little setback. Just a little bitty setback. But I'm coming.
Sounding good, I'm coming strong.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Neff. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The subject is he booked an all-inclusive vacation. We'll get into that, see what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on work, on sex, parenting, dating, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. Yeah.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: he booked an all-inclusive vacation. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I had a bad breakup 4 months ago. I was planning a graduation party for him, and he said he was planning to go on a trip with his best friend and his cousin. I got in my feelings, and I started a big argument, and he broke up with me. He didn't call me to try to fix it, and neither did I. I'm very stubborn, and it backfired on me. Since I started it, I should have been the first one to apologize. My boyfriend got his master's degree and I attended his graduation and then went to dinner with him and his family because his mother invited me. He barely talked to me and it was embarrassing. I asked about the trip they planned on and his cousin looked like he didn't know what I was talking about. So I asked his sister about the trip and she told me where he was staying. I called the resort and I told the girl on the phone that I was his wife. I found out he's staying at an all-inclusive resort with a balcony suite with an ocean view. The lady at the resort was talking to me as if I was coming with him. She asked me to confirm that we wanted the massage and dinner in our room when we arrived. I canceled that dinner and the massage. There is no way I'm letting him go on this trip with another woman. We fight like this all the time, but he has never been this mad. I wanted more details about the trip, but the lady on the phone would not tell me anything else. I have tried talking to my man, and he said that he needs this getaway to clear his head and we'll talk when he gets back. His sister said she's sure he's not taking another woman. What do you think? Should I pop up on him at this all-inclusive resort or wait until he gets back?
Wait, hold up. Shirley, before you answer this,
uh-huh.
I want to apologize to all the men that's about to hear Shirley's response. Go ahead, Shirley.
you know what? What you are going to do is stop.
I'm sorry, fellas. Go ahead, Shirley.
Stop it, Steve. Stop.
Okay.
All right,
go
girl.
Ahead.
All right. I'm talking to the lady that wrote the letter right now.
No,
you
no.
Gotta
no,
you're stop.
Talking to all women.
I'm talking to the lady who wrote the letter. Thank you. Your turn is coming. Thank you. All right, girl, stop. Okay, you got to face it, sis. It is over. You just haven't realized it yet. He had already planned his own graduation getaway without you, which means he never was planning on taking you in the first place. The breakup is not your fault because you started the argument. That's what you think, and that's what you said in the letter. The breakup was already coming. You just made it easier for him to do it. You got to look at these signs for yourself, okay? It started with him booking the trip without you, then the argument, then the breakup, then, you know, you coming to the dinner, but you were invited not by him, but by his mother, okay? He didn't even talk to you at the graduation dinner. So please, no, do not pop up on him at this all-inclusive vacation. You gotta stop this, okay? Don't wait until he gets back. None of that. That's not gonna happen. Again, it is over. There are so many signs and clues in this letter that it's over, but you keep ignoring them. He is not coming back to you, okay? And you have to get this in your head so you can move on with your life, period. It's over. Face it. Steve?
Wow. I want to, Shirley, you actually surprised me with your answer. Girl, I thought you was going to be down there popping up at
you.
The resort and everything.
I'm about sick of you, okay?
Oh!
Give your answer and just worry about
Well, it's all over.
It sure is.
It's all over. It's all over. Oh, baby, it's all over. My boyfriend and I had a bad breakup 4 months ago. 4 months ago, y'all still ain't together. I was planning a graduation party for him, and he was planning to go on a trip with his best friend and his cousin. I got in my feelings, which you should, and I started a big argument, and he broke up with me. Bam, right there. That's the key to the letter. He was waiting on the exact moment to break up with you and break the news to you that it was over, and you accelerated it by starting a big argument, and he went, damn, here go my out right here. She has solved the problem for me, and he broke up with me. He ain't trying to call me to fix it, and neither did I. Well, then it looks like it's all amicable. This looks consensual. This looks like the perfect storm. He didn't call to try to fix it, and neither did I. Then you said I'm very stubborn, and it backfired on me. No, it didn't. That fell right into his lap. You arguing with him and not trying to fix it was, for him, a gift from God. Since I started it, I should have been the first one to apologize. Yeah, too late for that. My boyfriend got his master's degree. And I attended his graduation, and then you went to dinner with him and his family because his mother invited me. He didn't invite you, as Shirley so bravely pointed out. He didn't ask you to come over. Y'all ain't been talking. You didn't try to fix it, and neither did I. He barely talked to me, and it was embarrassing. How you doing? And you are? Let me introduce you to my family. This is my mama. This is my cousin. Who are you again? Well,
hold on,
come back, I'll tell you the rest of it.
Yeah, just hang on. You can stop. Thank you. We're going to have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, he booked an all-inclusive vacation. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. He booked an all-inclusive vacation.
Yeah, he booked an all-inclusive vacation after he's graduating with his master's, and he planned a trip to an all-inclusive resort, and you wanted to throw a party for him, and he didn't want the party, and he told you he was going on a trip with his best friend and his cousin. Y'all got in a big argument. Y'all fell out about it. He didn't call you to try to fix it, and neither did you. You saying it was because you were stubborn, it backfired me, and you should have called and apologized since you started it. But my boyfriend got his master's degree. I attended his graduation, went to dinner with him and his family because his mother invited me. See, this boy got his master's. He went and got his master's and his great education to better his future. He don't see you in it. And he was trying to find a way to break up with you earlier. But as men, we don't know how to break up. We don't do closure. And then you gave him the gift of a lifetime. You started a big argument, and he broke up with you right there. He didn't try to fix it, and neither did I. He ain't even need to. Cool. I was trying to find out a way out, and she gave it to me. My boyfriend got his master's degree, all that up. Now, you got to dinner, and he barely talked to you. It was embarrassing. I'll tell you how that dinner went. Hello, how are you? And you are? Oh, hey, welcome to the dinner. This is my mama. This is my sister. This is my cousin. Then you got nosy. He told you he was going on this trip with his best friend and his cousin. But because he young, he didn't tell his cousin. So you at the dinner, you asked his cousin about the trip. Your cousin looked like he didn't know what I was talking about. So then you went to his sister about the trip, and she told me where he was staying. Why she do that? Sister's always, because she kind of like you, but not really over her brother. Then you called the resort. You told the girl on the phone I was his wife. Why did you lie? Why did you lie? Because you were snooping. And what happens when you snoop? You find stuff. Well, I found out he was staying at an all-inclusive resort with a balcony suite with an ocean view. Suite with an ocean view. The lady at the resort was talking to me as if I was coming with him. Well, you told him you was his wife. So she asked me to confirm that we wanted the massage and dinner in our room when we arrived. I canceled that dinner and the massage. Okay. There's no way I'm letting him go on this trip with another woman. Oh, really? How you gonna stop it? Tell me how you gonna stop it. We fight like this all the time. Well, and he done got tired of it.
Yep.
But he has never been this mad. Well, that's because he's been looking for an out since y'all fight like that all the time. And he found an out. And her name is her. Her name is dinner in the room with a massage. I wanted more details about the trip, but the lady on the phone would not tell me anything else. And the reason she didn't, because she found out you was lying. Because you sounded surprised. I'll tell you exactly how it went. Excuse me, will you be having the dinner and the massage still in the room? What? The dinner and the massage in the room? Oh, no, he ain't. He ain't getting no more dinners and no massage. You can cancel that. What else they do? I'm sorry. I'm not at liberty to speak about anything else because she just found out you wasn't a wife.
You are not his wife.
I have been talking to this man. I have tried talking to my man. And he says he needs this getaway to clear his head. He needs the getaway to clear his head and his life of you.
Don't.
And we'll talk when he gets back. He gonna go find out how real this other chick is. Her sister said, his sister said, she's sure he's not taking another woman. Because now she realized she messed up by telling you where he's staying. But now she's trying to back up and protect her brother. Who goes to an all-inclusive resort by himself?
I don't know.
Except my sons when they're on the hunt. I'm sorry.
Their business out there.
Yeah. What do you think? Should I pop up on him at this all-inclusive resort or wait until he gets back? Don't go to the resort. For what? Don't do that.
Curse yourself.
Don't go to the resort. You're going to humiliate yourself even further. You ain't got no key to the room. None of that. Stop that. And you might as well wait till he get back. Because, but like Shirley said, when you wait till he get back, wait till he get back so he can tell you what you already know. It's all over. It's all over.
She's acting desperate. It's we should never act desperate.
All over. You might as well go get a new man because he done got a new girl. You're not in his future. He got that master's degree. He didn't get that degree with you. He didn't invite you to the dinner. He didn't try to fix it.
No.
And you didn't try to fix it. Y'all argue like this all the time. Ain't nobody signing up for that. You arguing like that, y'all ain't even married. This man done made a decision. You are not the one. You are not the one,
the
man.
The girlfriend.
Period. Now, mm-hmm. Shirley told you that, and I was stunned. Because I was sure Shirley was going to tell you, girl, you go down there at that all-inclusive resort
what?
And be sitting there in the lobby waiting on his ass.
No.
Now, that's a call of Pharrell.
You don't know me at all.
And split your tires and bust your windows. That's what call it.
All right, listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we got Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is that time, ladies and gentlemen. Time for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Strohs tied it up last night. 2-2. Let's go. H-Town. Here it is.
Come on, boy.
World Series. Yes, we do. Gets the Phillies. 2-2. 5-0. One shutout deserves another. Now, we lost the other night 7-0. But last night, 5-0. We came right back. And on top of that, 4 pitches combined for a no-hitter. We didn't give up a hit last night. Come on, Astro. Because we ain't got nothing else to talk about in the city of Houston. We just have the Astros. Basketball team ain't really that good. Football team, we don't even talk about. So we got it, the Astros. We need this World Series. Also, in other news, the NFL trade deadline had passed. And this is what upsets me. Let's just go over some of the players that made moves, teams that made some moves. Bradley Chubb for the Denver Broncos has now planned for the Miami Dolphins. You also have wide receiver Chase Claypool, really, really top wide receiver for the Steelers. He is now playing for the Bears. Calvin Ridley, who is suspended for the entire NFL season, got traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He been suspended for gambling, Carla. He out for the entire season. He got traded.
Yeah, but it was just for gambling, though. I, my whole career be in trouble if you could get in trouble for gambling.
I just want to know. This is what made me upset, though, Unc, is that guess who the Houston Texans got, Tommy?
Who?
Nobody. We ain't going to get nobody. Yeah. We sitting right here like we undefeated. What? Why we needed all the players I just named? We needed every last one of them. Why are we sitting around like we don't need nobody?
That would be us.
That's us.
Well,
we won,
you know, a lot of people have trade clauses, Junior, that they can say where they want to get traded. Nobody won't go there. Oh, Houston, I love the city, man. The Houston's great. I wanted to live in Houston at one point. Yeah. I actually thought about moving the radio show to Houston. I actually thought about it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I remember
Houston
that.
Was the choice, Houston and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I love Houston.
But we ain't going to get nobody. We won 5-1. I would feel like we needed all of them players. We need a wide receiver. Yes, we do. Check that. We need a linebacker. Yes, we do. Check that. Even Odell Beckham Jr., he talking with the Giants. How come the Texans ain't talking to him? He need a team.
No, he ain't going down there.
He ain't going
What y'all need to do is post the women that's down in Houston on a website and try to draw some of these players.
put some eye candy on there.
Yeah, put some eye candy on
the y'all need
Texas
to post
website.
The women of Houston on the website and get somebody to want to come there.
We just
all right, Junior. Thank you. Coming
y'all
up
don't
at the
put
top...
black people on the baseball team, so what you want us to do?
Coming up at the top of the hour, a social media person on social media. This is a guy now, Steve. He needs advice about his son attending college and running up his credit card bill. We'll talk about it right after this.
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Steve, this guy, Jerome is his name, Romy Rome on Facebook writes, when our kid went to college, my wife and I thought it would be a good idea to get him a starter credit card with a reasonable limit to help him with books, food, and to help him learn fiscal responsibility. Then the bills came. It now appears that the vast majority of that $1,000 limit is being spent on video game upgrades, liquor store, etc. I'm going to pay the bill and cancel the card. My wife thinks we should cut him some slack. I'm like, what? Steve, what's the middle ground here? I don't want to leave him hanging when it comes to books and his education, but I cannot be disrespected by my son.
Pay for the books. Man, listen. Pay for the education.
Man, listen.
Man, you got to let these kids get jobs. See, I've made that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
We all have.
Giving them too much because you have it to give. I've made that mistake. It's a huge mistake with boys. Cut him some slack. We can cut him some slack. The video game upgrades and liquor. Here go the money for your books. Buy your books. You ain't going to deny him the books and education. But all that extra money, he got to do something. He got to go get a job somewhere. You can't teach a person fiscal responsibility without giving them fiscal responsibility.
Boundary.
No, you need responsibility. See, when you give a person money, that's just giving it to them. They don't know how to respect it because they ain't earned it.
Right.
You treat your money different when you got to work for it.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
so
sir.
True.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. It's easy to spend.
That's way different money, man, when you got to go to earn it.
Yes, yep. sir. Yes, sir. You better preach.
And that's the mistake I made. So what if I were
Me
you?
Me too.
I would make him earn it. Everybody made that mistake on this show.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get to the point where they're going to tell you how they want it. What?
Yeah, our little entitled kids.
I tell you what. No, no. No, let me show you what that's it is.
Really is.
For real.
What it really
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
No,
right.
no, I'm going to show you what that is. This ain't no, that's it?
It's called cut off.
yeah. Yeah.
Now, so that's my suggestion, man. There is no happy middle ground. It's you have to teach the lesson. Cut the card off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boom.
Yep. Okay. Sorry, Mom. All right. I think we have time for one more. This one's from Wendy, also on Facebook. Wendy writes, I share a small two-bedroom apartment in a popular neighborhood, and we've been roommates for almost a year. Since the very beginning, I've had a problem with her taking over the common areas of our space, and I'm constantly asking her to keep her stuff in her room. I need to keep it friendly because, after all, I have to live with her. But asking her over and over is starting to wear on me. I don't know if I'm being petty or if I'm, or if my irritation is justified, but I'm thinking of not renewing my lease with her because of it. What do you think?
I think not renewing your lease because of it is a good idea.
Great idea.
Yeah. After a certain age, roommates are not really a good idea. Because if you're of a certain age, you have your ways and other people have their ways.
Right.
I would get a smaller apartment that I can afford by myself so I can live how I want to live. I'm not coming in here talking to you every day about picking up your stuff. Because I need space to lay my stuff down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be irritating.
Every day.
And I want to walk
around petty.
Naked.
It's not petty.
I don't want to I want to walk around naked. I don't want to just be.
So it's
I
not
got
about
to worry
the
about
stuff.
It. It's my stuff. Yeah,
so
let me out.
You need your own place. For
I need
sure.
to be out.
Hey, man, I shared a college apartment with my two best friends, Marvelous Marv and Horton and Wayne.
With two
Wayne's
people?
Deceased
okay.
now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a triple out in it. We each had a bedroom. Marvelous used to like to come in there and watch TV in his drawers. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm uncomfortable because I'm sitting here on the couch and now, a man is sitting next to me in his drawers. You got to get your ass up, put some clothes on, dog. I only had to say that one time because he looked at me and realized the seriousness of this infraction.
Yeah. He was the Tommy in the group. Okay, got it.
He saw that look on my face. He was like, all right, man, we'll see you trip.
All right. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We have to say congratulations to former Miss Argentina, Mariana Varela, 26, and one-time Miss Puerto Rico, Fabiola Valentin, 22. They originally met in 2020 during the Miss Grand International competition. They have been friends for a while, and they began dating secretly for 2 years. The two beauty queens confirmed both their relationship and their marriage in a joint Instagram reel post in front of the Marriage Bureau in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where they were married on October 28th. Wow. So congratulations to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't know this?
So, huh? Ooh. Oh, Steve, you're talking to Steve.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you guys. Have you ever been surprised?
No, I thought it was, but I had announced the wrong country, so I had.
You need to be quiet when it comes to these beauty.
Yeah, I don't
yeah
really
that's why he's shut down.
In country
there.
Names no more.
Yeah. So have you guys ever been surprised by a recent friend's recent engagement or marriage announcement? You didn't even know they were dating on this friends, show, right?
Yeah, all my friends, every last one that's married. I can't believe it either. Not these fools.
Junior, you
well,
surprised all
I was
of
shocked
us.
When I ran up in the UGG in Austin, Texas, and he had not only got married, but had produced a child. That was shocking.
Is UGG short for something?
UGG is short for ugly. And Lord have mercy.
Like the boots.
That baby.
Woo! All right, coming up at 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Would You Rather. Would you rather say your ex's name during sex or your wife's best friend's name during sex?
You better say that ex. I don't think you better say that best friend, man.
What you saying that like you are not participating. What is your answer,
Steve?
I'm scared. I don't know which one. Scared.
Come on, newlywed. Let's go with the newlywed first. What you got, newlywed?
I said either one. Y'all better be at my funeral on Thursday. I can't. What?
I'm going to go with the ex.
Who they scared of this one?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the ex instead of
the ex. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Mr. Quiet Man. Ex or wife's best friend's name? Hello.
I'd rather pull my tongue out and throw it in the trash.
Wait, I thought you were frozen at first. It took you so long to answer that call, that question.
That question did freeze me.
So you can't answer, you can't pick. So, would you rather? You can't do it.
Uh-huh. The ex dog or the wife's best friend? That's hard.
I think we've stopped them, Shirley.
Yeah, for the first time
Jesus.
Ever.
Next question. Let's just
all right.
Question. I know not to get in that.
All right. Would you rather Would you rather listen to this one now? Would you rather be the plus one in a couple's threesome? Okay. Or have a threesome with your significant other and you bring in the third.
Hey, I just got married. I'm telling you.
Where y'all getting these damn questions, man?
I don't even understand what that question is. What's to say it again, Shirley?
Okay. Would you rather be the plus one in a couple's threesome? Or would you have a threesome with your significant other and then you bring in the third?
Either way, it's just too many damn people.
I can't bring it.
You guys are just regular people when it comes to
what
you're
talking about. Now, this threesome, is these...
Huh? If it's, what'd you say?
I'd rather be the third person in a
lesbian random couple.
Relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But
okay.
It would have to be a lesbian couple.
So you're doing A.
Hot lesbian couple.
Yeah. You're going with A.
I'd be A.
Yeah. Okay. With the beautiful lesbian couple.
Okay. Nephew.
I don't even care if they don't like me. I'm fine with that. Just sit over there. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I can sit in the corner.
Can I have some popcorn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with the boys on this one. I'm going with A.
You're going with A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be that little plus one on the... On random couple.
Like I said, you ain't got to want me. You ain't got to be attracted to me or nothing. You can just sit over there. Just fine. Fine, thank you. Can I have some?
So y'all don't like chest hair. Okay.
All right. I can shave it.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it is our last break of the day.
I like nipples too.
Remarks on the one and only Steve Harvey.
Over there saying stuff. They told you you can't participate. You over there saying stuff.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. Last break of the day.
Hey, you know something? Can I say something? You know, I've been watching.
You kill me saying
the
that.
The polls. I've been watching, and these are my closing remarks today. I've been watching the polls. I've been watching what they're saying. I'm watching how they're putting this all together. The Republicans, they're very, very cunning. The Democrats are not. The Republicans are more treacherous than the Democrats. The Democrats keep trying to take the high road, but your adversary is not on that road. And it's amazing to me how I'm watching American politics play out. It's really sickening, man. It's really, really sickening. They first of all claim to have the greatest democratic system in the world, but then the very ones who created this democratic system are trying to destroy it and bring it down for self-motivated purposes. They also claim to be the party of morality, but they choose the most immoral people to lead. It's amazing to me. They are the party of truth, but they constantly operate off of lies. I do not understand. And it's the management of the Republican Party that perpetuates this stuff. The sad part is they have so many constituents that's willing to follow. I don't get it. Now, the left, we so far left that we are unattractive to ourselves. I mean, we so free, we overly free. And now you got to go along and get along with everybody else, or you can't come along. That's amazing to me. Look, if you have the freedom to be and think and do what you want to do, I should have the same freedom to say something if I want to about it, agree or disagree about it. But then the right is over there on the extreme right, where they're telling a person you don't have a right to even think for yourself. So where are we? We're in this midterm election that's very, very critical, that the Democrats could lose control of the House and the Senate. If that happens, I'm telling y'all, man, buckle up and hold on tight, because you have no idea what they are going to do. And they are going to do it. And they're going to do it simply for power, position, and money. They are not going to do it for the betterment of the people, for the betterment of the country. That is not their interest. Their interest is themselves. The upward uplift and edification of a few. They are not concerned with you. We got to vote. Herschel Walker was bought here to do the bidding for the Republican Party. I don't even know the woman's name that's in here doing jokes about Pelosi's husband being attacked in San Francisco. You know, when you do stuff like that, man, you're luring yourself. Politics now is dirty and grimy. this woman right here doing jokes about Nancy Pelosi's husband being attacked. She's a huge Trump supporter. I can't think of her name. Little white lady with the short hair. Just really, just repulsive. And they jam so far up him, man, that they can't see daylight. We got to vote. We got to vote, simply put. Is it today or today is the last day for early voting? Is it today?
Tomorrow, Friday.
Tomorrow, Friday is the last day for early voting in a lot of places. Some vote place you can still vote. Go to whenweallvote.org and find out your rights. If you can still early vote in your area, whatever you have to do, but we have got to vote. Man, I can't tell you what's going to happen. Clarence Thomas said, now that they've tackled Roe versus Wade, they're going after these gay rights. Now, all of us have family members that are gay. All of us have friends that are gay. All of us know someone who is gay. Really, man? So now we're going to allow that to happen, too. If you don't vote, man, it's going to happen. See, you don't have to agree with what a person does for yourself. But you have to respect the fact that that's who they are. Now, you know, if it don't float your boat, it don't float your boat. But it's still a boat and it's still afloat. And you can not like it all you want. It exists. People are choosing to love who they want to love. You ain't got nothing to do with that. And why is that your business any damn way? Because this show ain't mine. This show ain't mine. But they will make it theirs. But here's a disturbing thing. They're gay too. That's what's crazy to me. They get abortions too. Conservative Republicans get abortions. Are y'all kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do you know how rich people deal and operate to keep their family name intact? Do you know the things they have available to them? Do you know who can come to their house in their basement? They'll set a whole room up. But you ain't finna do this at 15 and have this baby in here and mess our name up. What you think they've been doing? You really think all these rich people then got where they are and ain't nobody had no... Are you serious? Man, get out of here. Y'all got to be kidding, man. They hire illegal immigrants. They want a wall. But if you build a wall, then you're going to stop hiring the people that make your company rich. Man, get out of here. Stop, please. We got to vote, y'all. WhenWeAllVote.org. Cast your vote. And brothers, I'm calling on you. Black men to the polls. Let's go.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.